DO6 or go to mdtaxattorney.com. SH Block Tax. They are the tax problem solvers.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
An entry for your little contest from Arnold from Abington. Clean your gear, sharpen your hooks, oil your guns, keep your powder dry, and by all means, wash your hands. That's a long one.
I like it.
It's a good one, though. Yep. I like it. By all means, wash your hands. Yeah, you got to get all that gunpowder and rust off your hands.
Yep.
Has nothing to do with the... Oh, that's a good one, Arnold. Like it. So.
Speaking of Green Acres, that was the name on Green Acres. Yeah. We were speaking of Green Acres off the air, sorry.
Yeah, but that wasn't very complimentary.
No, not to him. I loved Arnold. I didn't mean it mean. I just said that was one of the names on there.
You get excited when Chris says Mike is hot.
Oh, stop it. That was somebody's comment, not
I
mine.
Know. I stole it. So, no, Arnold, he's been with us a long, long time. He sends me pictures of his dog retrieving ducks, and he sent us a picture of, let's see here, hold on. One of his buddies, shad fishing last year, hickory shad, his buddy Jeff, holding up a nice hickory shad. Now, that is a lot of fun. That's getting ready to start.
See.
That's getting ready to start, too. You got a picture of a hickory shad.
Yeah, that's a nice hickory shad.
I told you everything you know about hickory shad fishing.
That's the reason I fished and caught more than you did, because you taught me everything.
I did, like 13 to 1, wasn't it?
Yep.
You schooled me on it.
Yep.
So they'll be getting ready to...
Thank Dr. Franks.
Yep, they'll be getting ready to run if they're not already. It's certainly been warm enough for sure. So, anyway, our number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Robin's little contest, if you're just now joining us, is we need a new exit line. You know, when the music plays and we say get out, stay safe, you know, we need a new exit line.
To develop the COVID diet in it.
Well, yeah, not for the COVID diet.
Don't ask me where that
I
came
know what
from.
The COVID diet is. Whatever's loose in the house, I'm like graze on it. That's for sure. I mean,
not that tuna fish yesterday. No.
That tuna fish was terrible. But anyway, yes. I ate it anyway, and it wasn't your fault. It was the tuna's, no question. Anyway. That's
we're
what
losing we're, it here, people.
Yeah, kind of. That's what we're. That's what we're looking for is a new exit line, a new outro, so to speak, and you know, we're to replace during this time, maybe for the next month or whatever. The get out, stay safe.
Get out, stay safe, and avoid COVID-19-15. Because what's happening is people are staying in, they're eating more, and they're gaining 15 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true. That's right. It used to be freshman 15. Now it's...
Yep. I like it. Yep. Isolate. Don't incubate. All right. I'm done. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What is happening in the outdoors? I mean, I mentioned the hickories are probably getting ready to run. People are fishing. I mean, if you look on the angler's log on the DNR website, which is, unless you go, is about all you can do, people are catching walleyes and pickerel and a bunch of kids out there, a lot of snakeheads. So, you know, people are interacting. I haven't seen many trout. There's a few bass out there. Our buddy Bobby, who broke his foot now, unfortunately, they've been catching bass, and doing quite well locally. Snakeheads all over the place. So blue catfish, are abundant, in the rivers and creeks over here. They're almost supplanting the channel cats. So, you can go. Just make sure, you know, you're not around people. Just kind of wander away. You know, don't congregate around the most popular fishing holes and things like that. I think that's probably a good idea. Just kind of move away from the crowd.
I was wondering where we were going to go fishing for, because I bet you it'll get busy down where we go fishing for the shad. If we
no,
go.
No question. No question it will. So, especially on weekends. During the week, you know. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I'm getting all kinds of text. Did you see that big bear that got hit in Potter County? Oh, my gosh. Our buddy Chuck sent me pictures of it, and he sent me a video. 600 and some pounds got hit up in Potter County. They had to use a forklift, what do you call them, a bucket lift, to get it up off the highway, load it on a truck, and haul it away. It was amazing, amazing. All right, let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan. Robin, how you doing?
Are you
doing great.
Are you staying away from people there, Glenn?
Well, what I can sometimes.
Yeah.
Kind of get some stuff.
No, I hear you. Well, yeah, you got to do that. That's for sure. So.
How are you doing? I've heard that there was one down in Easton.
Yeah, one case down in Easton that so far. I think there's what, three in Caroline?
No, just one.
One?
There's only. I'm looking again right now, but no.
I think there's three in Cecil.
One. Probably one Caroline. One, a friend of mine also told me he heard one in Wicomico, I think it was, and one in Somerset.
Wicomico's got four or five now, and
yeah.
Worcester has two.
And Cecil has three.
Queen Anne has one.
Yep.
I think Kent just kind of got one or something.
There's a website on Maryland.gov that shows each county as it goes, and it gets updated every day at 10:15. So as of last night, yes. No, Cecil's got nine now.
Huh.
Kent's two.
John B., I like it. I'm commenting on an email.
Oh.
Yeah, I like it. So.
Queen Anne's. And Dorchester still has none, neither does Allegheny.
Right. Two counties in Maryland aren't touched. So anyway. Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't think it's rapidly spreading here in Maryland. Definitely not spreading on the East.
It is across the bridge.
Across the bridge, right. Yes. No question. But that's the county. That's what I call the stupid counties.
Watch what you say.
I don't mean it about... I just talk about, you know, people in general not wanting to social distance themselves from each other. You know? And they're crowded as can be. There's no way... that you can stay away from people, you know. So
no way you stay away 6 foot at every second. I mean, you got, you know, most times it's just you're just walking by, you know, for a second.
exactly right. So well, all right, buddy. Well, get out there and do a little fishing, man. Get some meat for the table.
Yeah.
So
all right, you all
turkey season's right around the corner.
Yeah. And then snow geese aren't doing anything. I mean, I haven't been up there and checked for a couple of days, but last I checked, I mean, they were in my area, but just on the wrong farm.
That happens.
I'm over, so.
I hear you, buddy. So.
There's not all that many of them either. In my,
they're starting to move. I think everything. I haven't heard
of 1,000 birds at the most.
Yeah, I haven't heard a Canada goose here in a while, so I think they've all departed. I think
I've heard Canada geese down.
Have you? Yeah.
I live there somehow.
I've been stuck.
I don't know if they're the resident ones or not, or just some of the others that haven't left yet.
Yeah,
well, we have a pair out front.
You have a pair out front?
Uh-huh. We have a pair, and then on the other side of the little pond is a pair of mallards.
Oh, yeah. The mallards have been coming in there for years and years and years.
Yeah, but the other day when I walked out and I saw a pair of geese, I'm just like, wow, this is new.
Yeah, the geese are new.
Ducks or something scared me one night going over there. We were going over from the radio station, and it was dark, and it was, you know, we were on our way over, and it's all quiet, and there's nothing making noise. All of a sudden, I heard this off of the water, and I about jumped about 8 feet, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was my story. I'm sticking to it.
Probably a duck. Is the heron over there, Chris? Have you
seen the heron? I haven't seen the heron in a while.
Yeah.
I think the last time I saw it was before we had our winter.
Oh, yeah, I got it. All right. Well, Glenn, listen, stay safe, buddy, okay?
Yeah.
Tell your daughter hi for me.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Yep. 410, WCBM 680. Anybody have an exit line for us? We've got a couple emailed. One I can't say. But the other one was pretty good, you know. So... that's how that term came up, you know, get out, stay out. That was a listener, and that was years ago.
Well, I love it.
Yeah.
Just right now.
Right now.
We're supposed to be socially, you know, we're supposed to be encouraging.
What?
Social separation.
Social distancing. Yeah, I get it. All right.
Y'all gonna make me have to say that long thing all over again. Come on now.
Nah, maybe. You never know.
Actually, I probably can't remember.
You never know. You never know. So, yep. All right. Well, why don't we tell folks about Clyde Sports Shop? They are open. Did you know that?
Yes, I did as of yesterday.
Yep. They're open. They opened, Thursday. Opened back up. They were told by the local gendarmes that they were
essential.
Yeah, that's the word. They were essential. So I talked to Clyde yesterday quite a long time, as a matter of fact, and we talked about the fact that all the home protection firearms they're wiped out. The ammunition is in short supply. You remember back during the previous administration, there was a run up on firearms because they were talking about. You know,
it was when the bottom fell out, 2008, 2009.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Was it down there? You know, I mean, I watched it. I was in it. I was managing a sporting goods store in 2001 during 9/11, and you know, the rush to get ammo and guns was there. 2008, when the bottom fell out, people thought that so they were buying up ammunition. You couldn't buy 22 shells for a long, long time. And this is a similar type of thing. People are wiping out the stores that are open to get the ammo and home protection stuff. And in some cases, I can't blame them, depending on where they live. So, anyway, I was talking about Clyde's. And let's talk in a positive light. They're open. You can buy bait. You can go fishing. You know, you can go in and shop if you like. And if you can be adaptable, you might be able to even buy some ammo, or you might be able to buy a... You know, might pay a little more for a BPS pump shotgun, but they've got them, so why not stop by at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. While you're there, check out the live and frozen bait, get yourself a fishing license, look at the rods and reels, pick out something new, or, you know, why don't you just look at your stuff while you're at your house and go, I need to update from my Mitchell 300 to something new. Maybe a Pfluger President or a Penn Battle 2 or something like that. Maybe I need a new ugly stick as opposed to this old Abu Garcia that I bought back in the 60s.
You know. Love an ugly stick.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like fishing with ugly sticks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
they're that real flexible tip.
I know.
They're a good walleye rod. They're a good sea trout rod. They're a good flounder rod. I know that. Those three species that are soft biters. Yeah, well, ugly sticks are great. Anyway, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Now, look, you need to go on the website for Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Surprisingly, their website is baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. I mean, you know, why If it ain't broke, don't fix it till it is. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is now offering on their website 15% off on their online orders. And that's because of the emergency, of course. 15% off code for all online orders. Stay safe. Take care of your kids. Take your kids out fishing. Feel free to call the store for more information. You can use 2319. That's the code for their 15% discount on their website, BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Now, they are in Edgewater. When things open up, you can stop there for, if you're in Anne Arundel County, stop there for everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing. And crab season is right around the corner, April 1st, next week. Freshwater, tidal, and bay fish and tackle. Now Bay Country Crab and Supply's new hunting room, complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. 214 Mayo Road is the location of Bay Country Crab and Supply. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of fish and tackle and gear. Bay Country Crab and Supply. I think their open house is still April 18th, unless the emergency has moved it. But give them a call, 410-956-0300, and we'll let you know next week for sure on that April 18th date. All right? We'll be right back after this. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's a big one.
The longer he fights, the greater the risk the gator will get offline.
What?
He aims for the only place a gator is vulnerable, a tiny kill spot at the back of the head.
That's a shooter.
That's a shooter.
You saw that?
Oh, yeah.
Louisiana alligator.
Hey, shoot that job before you get off. Shoot him.
I like it.
If you don't shoot him in that right spot,
you're going to get him.
You're in trouble.
Wow, that was exciting, Chris.
We're having gumbo for dinner now.
There you go. I like that.
There you go. So get away, stay away, and stay safe. I like that one. And that was from Comcast. And then I like this one, too. Stay in, stay safe, and God bless the first responders and medical personnel. I love it.
From a healthcare provider that is sitting right here, I agree with that one.
Exactly. Let's talk to Ms. Fran. Good morning, Fran.
Yes, good morning. I almost forgot what I was going
to... Did you fall back asleep? I'm sorry.
No, I almost forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. I know we're boring. Come on.
No. good morning, Alan and Robin.
Morning.
You had said something about Robin's contest. I know I'm not going to win, but I'm just going to throw this in the pot for people to think about, maybe.
Throw it in the pot.
I'll throw it right in the pot. And this has to do with the virus and hunting and any other decisions you make in life. Mm-hmm. And I would say this. Life is worth living. Common sense and wisdom will get you through.
That's true.
Because most of the mistakes we make is because we didn't use one of those.
Exactly.
That's the reason we're in the predicament we're in now, because people couldn't just listen to the easy stuff in the beginning.
Right. Right.
You know, I've gotten through a long, fairly long and very happy life for the most part. I mean, there have been a lot of things that have happened, but you know, when I pray, I don't pray for money and I don't pray for happiness and I don't pray for patience. God, don't ever pray for patience. Oh my gosh. All you get is trials to test your patience. But what I really pray for is wisdom.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing I ask for is wisdom,
yeah.
And that'll lead to good decisions and everything else. You
right.
Know? So, and I don't always make the best ones because I listen to Robin a lot.
Oh.
What?
I'm not saying a word.
That's probably a good thing. Anyway. I'm really picking on you this morning.
You are picking on me this morning, you will pay for it when we're off the air.
I don't doubt that one bit. So, but you're absolutely right. A famous Marylander is credited with saying, "Common sense ain't so common."
Oh.
Okay, you know who said that? Any idea? He was a fisherman.
Oh.
Lefty okay. Cray said that.
Uh-huh.
Lefty Cray was a well-known fly fisherman. And Lefty Cray was exposed to anthrax. I think he worked at, Fort Frederick? And to this day, listen to this. This is from the Baltimore Sun back in 2001. In an attempt to make America's biological arsenal more lethal during the Cold War, the Army collected anthrax from the bodies or blood of workers at Fort Detrick who were accidentally infected with the bacteria. The experiments during the 50s and 60s were based on long experience with animals showing that anthrax often becomes more virulent after infecting an animal and growing in its body. So, let's go on here.
Well, that's where they're working on the COVID-19.
Yes, it is. So I'm trying to see where Bernard Lefty Cray, the one that the fly fishermen know, was the third anthrax victim that did not die. He was a plant operator who spent night shifts in a biohazard suit breathing air from a tube on the wall using a kitchen spatula to scrape the anthrax mud off the inside of the centrifuge. One day in the late 50s or early 60s, his finger swelled to the size of a sausage with cutaneous or skin anthrax infection. Cray went on to become a nationally known outdoors writer and expert on fly fishing. He did not know that the bacteria that had put him in Fort Detrick's hospital for a month had gone on to another life, too, as a substrain of anthrax bearing his initials. We called it LK. That's what we put on the log sheets for each run. A run was 1,800-gallon batch of anthrax mixture grown in one of the 40-foot-high fermenters inside Building 470, which stands empty at Dietrich, its demolition plan. Lefty's strain was rather easy to detect. It came out like a little comma, perfectly spherical. So there you go. And this article was written when Lefty was in his early 70s. But if you look up Lefty Cray anthrax, you'll see the whole story. Pretty fascinating.
Okay, I'm going to hang up before my phone cut off.
Okay,
but I just got one question.
All right.
Wasn't tuberculosis more contagious than this virus?
I believe it was.
I went back in my memory bank, mm-hmm. and I remember I worked in a hospital at the time, and what we had to go through. I had a little thing they test on your arm, I think I remember, and if it turned a certain color, you had been near somebody, and they made you bring your coat, hat, and gloves to sick bay, and if your color turned wrong, you had been near somebody, they threw your coat away.
Oh, exactly.
Your coat, hat, gloves. It was a pile of people. People didn't want to go to sick bay because they just got that coat for Christmas, you know. Yeah, but I thought tuberculosis was more contagious.
My great-grandfather had to stay in one of the tuberculosis sanatoriums for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Remember, they had sanatoriums just for TB patients.
Amazing.
Okay, well, I'll get off so somebody else can get on.
All right. Thanks, Fran. Appreciate it.
See you, Fran.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, polio was a big thing when I was a kid. And then they developed a vaccine, and we went to the junior high school where I went to school, and everybody lined up on the sidewalk, and they gave you a little sugar tube, and that was your polio vaccine. It was an oral vaccine.
Hmm.
Hundreds of people showed up. So, how about that?
We've got a caller on the line.
Who's on the line?
Chris.
Not our Chris.
No, Chris from Eddington.
Chris on the line. Good morning, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
Right.
Hello?
I've got a squatter in my yard.
You got a what?
Groundhog. It's been here for a couple years.
Uh-huh.
A buddy of mine is going to give me a trap.
Okay.
And I can't shoot it because I'm too close to other people.
I understand.
But, what should I put in the trap?
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe, that's what I heard. I didn't... Okay.
Probably here.
So right, like ripe cantaloupe, so they can smell it?
Yeah, that's what actually, if you buy a commercial groundhog scent, you know, trapping scent, that's what it's made out of, is cantaloupe.
Okay.
So just go get cantaloupe and let it sit on the counter for a couple days if you want to let it ripen up. But I just cut it up and, you know, like inch-sized pieces, something like that. And, I mean, certainly you can eat half of it if you want, but, but don't waste it all on the groundhog. Cut a couple quarters up or whatever and cut them up in little inch sized chunks and kind of lead the way into and out of the trap. Do you know if it's a double door trap or a single door trap?
I haven't got it yet.
Okay. Well, the big ones are the double door traps. They're very effective. And, you know, you put a couple pieces in there so they wander in. I mean, they follow the trail. If you know where the hole is, set it about 4 to 6 feet away from the hole. And give them a little trail into the trap. And it's, you know, they're relatively easy to, trap. And then take
them. Thank you, Dex. Well, thank you.
And take him for a little ride somewhere.
I'm going to take him down to the State House in Annapolis.
All right. Well, that's a novel idea. So.
Yeah.
That's all funny. Right. All right, man. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great one, Chris.
All right.
We got another caller.
Who's our next caller?
Sharon from Edgewood.
Sharon from Edgewood. Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good. How about you?
Not too shabby.
Good. Glad to hear.
Not too shabby on this rainy day.
I heard it raining just a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's raining pretty good up here. I just wanted to give you guys the slogan for the, you know, while we're all staying.
Sure.
And whatnot. Stay safe and hibernate.
Oh,
I love it. That's nice and easy.
Stay safe and hibernate. Dig it.
I mean, you guys talk about fishing and hunting all the time, so I figured, you know.
Hey, that's a good
Jared, question. That was great.
That was a good
That's my favorite yet.
Stay right, safe
guys,
and hibernate. All right. All right. Thanks, Jared.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Have a
you
good
too.
One. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Stay safe and hibernate.
That's a good one, isn't it, Chris?
Yes, yes. And Richard has got one, too.
Oh, let's talk to Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Man, that's a tough one to follow. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Richard.
Hey, real quick, before I get to my slogan, I heard you talking about rods earlier, Alan.
Yep.
I always liked the Berkeley Lightning rods.
Yeah, when they came out, man, they were the hot thing, no question about it.
I don't even know if they still make them. I mean, I still have all my old fishing equipment. But,
yeah.
I love my Lightning rods.
If I were to get all my fishing tackle together, Robin would throw me out because it's here and there and everywhere. I bought a lot of tackle.
Hey, look, I wouldn't mind it one bit because I love fishing.
I have all my dad's old stuff. All his Abu Garcia stuff.
I want to get some of Dad's rods. I've told you that.
I know. I get it. So, but the Berkeley Lightning rod was a good one. Now I've still got one or two of those somewhere, but I don't know who makes Berkeley anymore. I know Berkeley's there, but Berkeley's been bought and sold. I don't know how many times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I think they're all under. I think like 60% of the fishing tackle is all owned by the same mega corporation. I'm not sure, something like that. But, yeah. But, you know, I like the Berkeley Lightning Rod. If you can afford it, St. Croix is probably one of the best. Now, Shimano makes great stuff. You know, pen rods and reels are good. I like the Pfluger stuff. I'll never forget. My dad bought a Pfluger President. Bait caster. He used it for trolling in Canada, trolling for northern pike and walleye, and it works great in a rod holder. We were up in Lake Somerset, Pennsylvania, where we frequently fished, and I was trolling a bait out the back, and I heard a bloop, and I looked over, and my dad's President rod and reel was overboard.
Oh no!
No way to retrieve it. It's horrible. I felt so bad. I was a young adult, and I felt horrible about that rod and reel going over because he loved that rod and reel. But, yep.
All right, well, I got my slogan here. I don't know.
Let's hear it.
That last one was pretty good, but here we go. Okay, just start off with your normal thing. Get out and stay out, but if you're feeling green around the gills, stay the buck home.
Stay the buck home. I love it.
Yikes. I don't know if we can use that one. We almost got you bleeped.
I learned by Chris first. He said, make sure you exercise the bee. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you got to do.
I learned by Chris. Not to throw him under the bus.
All right, buddy.
Bye. I like it, Richard. Thank you.
See ya.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. All right. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. We are trying to substitute our slogan, get out, stay safe, for the next month or so, right, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
So far, we got a couple leaders.
Yep.
Stay safe and hibernate's a good one. I liked Arnold's. Here's a couple more. John B. likes. John B. says, stay in, get out, stay apart, stay healthy. I still like Neil Diamond's thing he did the other day.
I thought Neil Diamond's thing was wonderful. Did you see that, Chris, online? Chris is back on the phone.
He's back on the phone, yeah.
We've got Shane on the line.
Shane, all right, let's talk Shane.
Hello?
Morning, Shane.
Morning,
how are
Shane.
You?
Oh, good morning. I have a question. I have two questions. Actually, the first one is I had heard that the DNR was breaking up schools of fish with 10 or more. Do you know if that's true? I am joking.
No. We thought you were serious for a minute.
No way.
That's the reason Robin's falling off the couch.
They have a monitor down at the mouth of the bay that are breaking up the groups of incoming rockfish into groups of less than 10.
I would get money for that.
That's good. So.
But anyway, we fished Blackwater last year. Well, we didn't fish it. I went to Blackwater last year, and it was a high tide, and I guess full moon, and there was a storm coming in, and the road was flooded, and we never got to get to the dock. Is that the norm when there's full moons or high tides?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is. Depends on where you're going. Yeah, I hunt down Elliott Island Road, and first time I took Robin down to where we hunt, we had a high tide. We were running through the.
It was fun.
It was fun running through the water across the road, and it was splashed up on both sides of the truck. I put the truck in four-wheel drive, and on through the waves we went. It was a lot of fun doing that. We had a picture one time of a local photographer that was down there and took a picture of a snakehead migrating across the flooded road. You remember that picture?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Yep, that was pretty cool. So, yeah, that's the norm in high tide in Dorchester County, no question. Now, if you get in back roads of Dorchester County, I don't know if you've ever noticed this. You'll see what look like coffins on top of the ground.
Uh-huh.
They're coffins on top of the ground.
Oh.
They can't bury them because of the water level.
They can't bury them because of the water level in the soil.
So if we head down to, what is that called, Shorter's Wharf or something?
Yep, Shorter's Wharf. Mm-hmm.
So where's that?
If we down head there, will we be stuck if we start to run into water? Or?
Normally not. I mean, if you have a truck, you can usually just get through it. It's only 2 or 3 inches deep going across the road.
Okay. So,
yep.
Okay, it doesn't get worse already. Mm-hmm.
Not unless it's a really weird moon.
Got it.
That's fair enough. Well, I thank you for the info.
You got it, man. Enjoy your trip.
Sir. Yeah, thank you. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear that rain?
Boy, it's really raining.
It's pouring. You should have gone to the grocery store yesterday.
Well, I was social distancing.
We were being slugs is what we were being.
Exactly. So let's tell them one more time about Clyde's Sports Shop. It's open. Despite the rain, Clyde's is open. And when it stops raining today, you can actually go down there and pick up some bait and go fishing. Or you could just go in and shop if you like and, you know, walk inside. They're not going to let any more than 10 people, including staff, in the store at any one time. And you're supposed to really separate yourselves inside the store. And, I mean, this is serious stuff. You know,
we can joke about it all you want, but stopping this is what's important.
Exactly. So, people tend to ignore the guidelines, and we don't want you to do that. We want you to be safe. We don't want anybody infected. We don't want to lose any listeners. We don't want any listeners in the hospital. So just practice that. And they'll kind of monitor you a little bit. So, you know, if you have to wait outside for a few minutes to get some bait, go. So be it, but you're going to get your bait. So at least they're not closed. That's the main thing. So why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne? That's just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. The phones are busy. If you call and they're busy, they might be busy for quite a while in the morning. So just keep trying. That's what I had to do. And, you know, they're open. So that's it. Clyde Sports Shop. They've got bait. They got a little bit of ammo. They got some great Browning firearms if you want to take a look at that. And why not stop by? Just be careful. 410-242-6108 at Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back after this.
Watching the rain pour in from the west today, some 1-inch plus rainfall totals and rumbles of thunder, too. Could be some pockets of active weather. Thankfully, we're in the 50s today, or we might see some severe storms. 53 are high this afternoon, our low tonight down to 50 degrees. And then rain showers for Sunday morning with a high of 67. The business week ahead looks much improved with sunshine Monday, Tuesday, high temps in the 60s and 50s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escape and finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Golly, what a day, okay.
I love that.
Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Thank you. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Any callers on the line there, Uncle Chris?
No, sir. Lines are open.
Lines are wide open. What are you sending me? Oh, my God. I've got... We're sitting right here next to each other, and she's texting me recipes for...
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya. Doesn't that take like 4 days to make?
Yeah, we're going to probably go back to the paella thing.
Paella? You make good paella.
Yeah, I love my paella. I think we will make paella. Actually, Chris... For all the people who are stuck inside, I have watched a lot of Disney movies lately with all this stuff going on. And watching that Robin Hood, the really old one, was really fun. It was just as good as any of the new ones because I watched that the other day.
So what did we binge watch yesterday, all seven episodes?
That's embarrassing.
Hey, I didn't have anything to do. I mean, I was communicating with people on email and phone calls and stuff. But
we binged watched Tiger King.
Tiger King.
There are some wacky people in this world.
This is quite a story. What do they call it? Murder, mayhem and madness or something like
yeah.
that? It focused on a war between an animal activist and a zoo owner regarding big cats, tigers and tiger cubs and things like that. But then they involved a couple of other characters, and this decline of the Tiger King from King of the Heap down into his overwhelming hatred of the woman who was opposing him. And he was in Oklahoma, and she's in Florida. And the guy videotaped everything he did. He had 200, at the end he had 220 some big cats in his enclosures, 80 acres.
The whole thing, you have to watch it because you have to make your own opinion of it.
Yeah.
But it's like a train wreck you can't stop watching.
Exactly.
But Chris, you have to understand, our TV watching since this thing and being stuck in the house has gone. Last weekend it was, we went from The Hunt, okay, to A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks about Mr. Rogers. So it's very eclectic around here right now.
Well, you know, it's pretty funny, the whole thing. But there are some in that world of exotic animals and big cats. Is everybody out of their mind?
Evidently.
I mean, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. Let's talk.
Wait,
to
no, 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 we got one ahead of him.
Who?
I gotta stay on top of you. I tell
you. Yeah,
you
do. All right.
We have Emmett first.
Emmett. All right. There you go. Don't read it.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Evan. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Alan, you were talking about, I heard last week you were talking about trout fishing that caught the tail end.
Yeah.
Did you say they weren't stocking this year?
They're doing, now they're doing limited stocking. They had suspended it for a while. Now they're doing limited stocking. And I don't, are you online, Emmett? I mean, do you get emails and stuff?
No, we'll be, but haven't yet.
Yeah, well, if you get online, you can actually get a subscription. It's free, where they send you every newsletter, they send you every stocking date and schedule and so forth. And, you know, it changes from day to day where they're going to be stocking. But I see they've come back with some limited trout stocking for, you know, for the season opener, I guess, which is today. So, but you can go out and catch trout. There's no problem there.
Because the day you'd said that, I was going past the Gunpowder River, and I saw a whole bunch of cars pulled over, and I said, well, they must be doing something.
See, that's what they're trying to avoid. They announced the trout stockings, okay, mm-hmm. and then the people crowd to the spot. And so they want to avoid the crowding on the trout stocking. That's the deal.
Well, I know that people on the NCR trail, they were telling me last year, the trout fishermen, they were just keeping everything like about the size of sardines and stuff like that.
No question. So
it's kind of sad.
Yep. All right, Emmett.
Well, I don't know what, that's what I tell you. You know, I work for Safeway, so I've been working a lot of overtime this week or
today.
And I'll tell you a little story. I had a customer come in the other day, and he bought two packs of toilet tissues. And he had He walked out with the equivalent of a 72-roll.
72 rolls.
I couldn't believe it. The equivalent of 72 rolls. I thought, buddy, there's something going on in your house.
Sounds like it. He'll be good till Christmas almost. So.
Yeah. Well, I want to share a scripture with you, Alan. You were talking about praying for wisdom.
Go ahead, Emmett.
Isaiah 43:1. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass into waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not overcome you. If you pass through fire, they will not burn you.
Exactly.
Perfect.
One of my favorite scriptures, Isaiah. Is it 43:6 or 53:6? All right. Emmett, thank you very much. I'll have to look that up again. I apologize. We have a lot of folks on the line. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Hey,
stay
bye.
Safe out there. Bye-bye. Talk to Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Alan. I don't know if you talked about this yet, but I totally believe in the power of prayer as well regarding the last caller. But, you know, as we're learning that the models with the Wuhan Chinese virus flu are not proving to be correct, I firmly believe in the herd immune system, and notwithstanding the fact for our immune systems, exercise is excellent. So I'm curious as whether or not you know the philosophy of Baltimore City closing the reservoirs such as Loch Raven, where people go to hike, so on and so forth, exercise. They've closed the gyms. They've closed
yep.
what they deem are all unnecessary stores and what have you. Liquor stores are open, so on and so forth.
Right.
I'm just wondering if you've heard the philosophy of why they've closed the reservoirs.
I have not.
Okay.
And I have not. I heard last Saturday or Sunday that they were closing them on Monday, and I've called, I've gone online, I haven't been able to find anything, and I haven't checked in the last
one thing is, we saw the pictures of where people were fishing, like down for the snakeheads and stuff.
Yeah, but
and
the reservoirs.
People weren't, I know, I understand, but.
Right.
Unfortunately, people aren't listening to what they're saying about trying to be safe.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
so
I tend to disagree. I think that the vast majority of us are paying attention and are doing what we can do to keep it. And that's the other thing. We have to put a name on every single thing. So now all of a sudden it's social distancing.
Yeah, right.
Are we so stupid that we don't understand what keeping a safe space is? But the interesting thing is Monday I had a friend who hiked. You know, we had hiked at the reservoir on Sunday, and then Monday she went back to hike. And instead of just having, this is Loch Raven I'm referring to, and instead of just having the one little warning, hey, you know, the reservoirs are closed, she sent me a photo of her windshield, and they put like 6 or 7 flyers on her car. I mean, I totally agree with the prayer of wisdom, especially for the leaders in Maryland, because
exactly.
There's like 600 or 700 cases. And look, nobody wants anyone to suffer.
In a population of 6 million.
Okay, but I'm going to say one thing.
What?
Okay, and then we've got to go to the next caller. Okay, and you can answer me if you want. As a healthcare worker, I'm the one, or I was the one before I got hurt, dealing with the people who don't listen. And unfortunately, there are thousands out there that don't listen, and those work as vectors to the people who do listen. Okay? So unfortunately, we have to do what they're saying, and people, there are enough people who didn't listen that they had to make changes. And I'm not a person who agrees with government overtaking things.
Right.
But when I dealt with it with other viruses and now seeing this virus and I was in the hospital dealing with it, we're in there taking care of the ones that don't listen. And,
oh, I agree. You all are on the front line. I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. But again, just the shutting everything down for this situation, I'm struggling with it. But please understand, I totally respect and understand, again, that the health workers, the truck drivers, those who stock the shelves,
yep.
those who live in reality, not in the world of models. I agree with you. But at some point, the business of America is business, and we have got to get going at some point.
No question.
I do agree with that.
Die. Thank you both for your call.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff. Take care.
Tom.
Let's talk to Tom. We have John after that. Good morning, Tom.
Ready for the next caller, and you get ready to close the show. I want to talk about the snipe and all, but I was wondering, the last part I was referring to, they're shutting down Loch Raven because it's unsafe for people to hike?
Well, they don't want people gathering at the fishing center and, I guess, meeting each other on the trail. I'm not sure what the deal is.
Okay, I usually walk by myself where I go, Lake Rowland, but
yeah.
I mean, were you worried about somebody contaminating their drinking water?
No, I don't think that's it at all.
No, socializing with each other on the trail.
I was getting too close out in the woods yet.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
I thought there's plenty of space out there for us to stay apart.
No question, but
anyway,
will you?
I'm sorry, last night I was walking down into my regular swamp area where I go, and I saw this bird fly from a tree and hit the ground. I said, well, that's odd. It's got to be a snipe. And I was right, because most of your birds, your mourning doves, I see a lot of them, you walk in the path and they'll go up to the tree. Snipe fly down the tree to the ground, the opposite.
Right.
And yeah, so I walked a little further towards where I thought he was in that proximity. And sure enough, I spooked him again. He made a little peeping sound and he flew across the creek. At first, when I started going up there, I was a totally, you know, mysterious bird to me. It took a long time
right.
to figure out what that was. One day, I think it was 2014, a snipe flew up to me and landed right in the marsh. I got a video. I don't know if you've ever seen
it. Yeah, I saw it. I remember. Yep.
And you just get lucky sometimes, or I don't know if they get to the peak season.
Right.
They come out more in order to get a good view, a good video of it, because you don't see them. You can't find them without a dog.
I got it. Tom, thank you for the call, buddy.
Okay,
keep the videos coming. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Alan.
You got it.
Usually we tell you to get out, stay safe. Mm-hmm. Right now we want you to stay in, stay safe, and hibernate.
Stay safe and hibernate. So how about that? We got a couple good ones, though. We did. I like John's, too. Stay in, stay away, stay another day.